we're going to meditate now on Kameshwari and Kameshwara, the god and the goddess. I offer salutations to the god and the goddess, the infinite parents of the world. The lover out of boundless love has become the beloved. They sit together on the same ground, wearing the same garment of light. And you can bring your awareness to the breath and feel the breath flowing in from the heart up through the crown, flowing down to the heart, and then just see if you can allow your awareness to rise with the inhalation up through the crown of the head to say yes to Kundalini's desire to show you herself. If you like, you can offer the mantra Om or Om Aim Hrim Shrim into this region above the crown. And have this intention that you're going to accept that everything about your life, the parts that feel beautiful and the parts that really don't feel so great, are part of the way that Goddess Kundalini is revealing to you that everything you experience through your senses, through your mind, is a form of her play, is a form of her. So have this intention. I allow Goddess Kundalini to show me that whatever is seen with the eyes, whatever is heard, smelled, tasted, felt, everything I'm experiencing now, in the past and in the future, is her, is an expression of Goddess Kundalini Shakti enacting her erotic play as this universe and as me, as my body mind. My entire experience, whether I feel expanded or contracted or joyful or bored or confused, it's all an experience of Goddess playing as you. My body is an expression of Goddess. My mind is an expression of Goddess. And with that recognition, see if you can feel above your head the presence of an altar made of silvery jeweled light. And on this altar, this platform, the forms of Goddess Kundalini, Kameshwari, and her divine beloved, Kameshwara, the beautiful one. His body is flowing white light, her body is ruby red. And the two of them are entwined, and you may imagine them in their divine light bodies as an exquisitely beautiful white male deity and an exquisitely beautiful red female deity. She sits on his lap. Her head is thrown back. He's kissing her. He's holding her. And their bodies are rippling and undulating as they join and separate. Rippling with the ecstasy of union, who have been parted for ages and yet who have never been parted, whose joy is rippling from them in waves. Just see if you can allow yourself to sense the presence of these two aspects of divine awareness. Shiva and Shakti, the power of awareness and the power of creative energy, undulating in their seat above the crown, radiating exploding particles of golden light, of red light, of blue and white light. And as you sense their presence here, see if you can feel that light with its quality of blissfulness, of contentment, of vibratory excitement flowing down through your head, filling your brain as a nectar that is the color of red and white mingled into a rosy light that is literally inundating, flooding your body from above, flowing through your brain and your face, through your neck, radiating through your shoulders, through your torso, your ribs and the organs, your lungs and heart, flowing down your arms and fingers, through your abdomen, your lower body, your entire body divinized by this rosy light, the nectar that flows from the lovemaking of the god and the goddess, Kundalini, energy and awareness. Feel that with your inhalation, that light flows upward. With the exhalation, it flows downward through your pores, flows through your body, bringing with it the acceptance of your own divinity. The acceptance of your own existence as pure light. And as the breath arises as the inhalation, awareness rises up through the crown, and as the breath subsides in exhalation, you just sense this light flowing downward through the whole body, down to your feet and into the earth. You are this unique individual with this unique karmic life path and this utterly unique journey. But within and beyond all that, you are the expression of Goddess's fire. You're that unified energy awareness, Shiva Shakti, that is the self. And my hope is that as your journey continues, you can take this commitment to accept that divinity is what you are. You can take this seriously and to begin to allow yourself to let go of the attachment to limitation that all of us cling to and live into your existence as truth, goodness, and beauty. So that these qualities which are intrinsic in you can also permeate your vision in this incredibly difficult time on this planet in which the possibility of seeing the Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram behind it all is being offered to us moment by moment.